Yeah, Gila Royce, not me the same question. Hey Chidomi, what's the case of Gila Royce? He b'meizid, if the person did a b'meizid, ba'akotlu, he's chayiv misa. He b'shoigeg, ba'akorban, he has to bring a korban. So what's the case that soya should be mechaper? So again, the answer is either b'meizid lo yasru bay, he had Gila Royce, or b'meizid, but there's no asro, so he's not chayiv misa. So such a case, the half minute is the soya should be mechaper. B'shoigeg, and also lo yasiyadale. He did a b'shoigeg, he didn't realize she was osetim, or he didn't realize who she was, and he didn't find out yet. For such a case, he has no kapara. Maybe the soyer is kamash milan mitzumais v'loy kol tumas. Then shvichas domim, same thing. Nami hechi domi. He b'meizid, you killed somebody b'meizid barkotlu yichayiv misa. He b'shoigeg bargolusu yichayiv got a golus. So we have to have a mina that the soyer should be mechaper. So again, the answer is b'meizid loyasvabei. Either you killed b'meizid and you were not warned, so therefore there's no chiyuv misa, so maybe the soya would be mechaper. You killed somebody b'shoigeg and you still did not realize it. You did not realize who you killed, what you did, you don't realize yet. So there's no chiyuv golus. So in such a case, I would have thought the soya kamash malon. Inami, or else, tahanech talab b'nei golus ninu. We have cases in the Masechta Makis, if you kill somebody when you're going upwards, or else if you kill with the metal flying off. So in such cases, you're parted from Golis. I would have thought the Sawyer is Mechaper, Kamash Mala, no. Me Tumas, or else Kedish, or else only Mechaper on the Tumas, Mikdash or Kedishiv. The Omama, what did we just say? Yoko, I would have thought to say, Al Sholish Tumas Halalum, Yei Sawyer Mechaper, Talmud Lema, the prophet says, Mi tumais, from the tumais, v'loi kol tumais. And what do we explain? Ma matzino, just like we found, shecholah kakosiv michlal kol tumais. Which tumas do we find the Torah gave separate halachas to, took it out, made it different? The tumas mikdash kodeshav. Is afkan here also, by the soyer nasa b'fnim, it's mechape b'tumas mikdash kodeshav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, my cholot, what do you mean cholok? What's special about these two tumas, about tumas mikdash shekudeshev? What's special about this tumah over other tumas? So what do you want to tell me? To maisi b'yeh l'v'yarit. That it's special, here you have a chiyav korban oil l'v'yarit. Usually it's a chiyav kavua. Here it's an oil l'v'yarit, depending how much you could afford. Sumar says, no, maybe aimu, when I say avoid zara. Let's say maybe what's special, a tumas of avoid zara. Well, my cholik, you know what's different? To my sira, you have to badafka bring a sira, a goat, for loy kisva, and not a lamb. So the chatis of a zara is different. It has a special halacha. Usually, it could be brought either from sirizim or from a kisva, either from goats or from lambs. Here, the dafka has to be brought from a sirizim. So that's cholik. So I'm Rav Kana. Anan cholek lohokol kamrinim. I want to find cases that the Torah was lenient. That's why tumas mikdash kodeshov, the korban oil of the yerid is a cow. That if you can't afford the behemah, you could bring a knife, you could bring a mincha. But here by avodah zarah, that the din is you badafka have to bring a goat. Let's say a goat costs a lot of money, and lambs are cheap. So now the Torah is being machmer upon you. Like this, you could have bought yourself a lamb. Now you have to bring a goat. It's much more expensive. So it's a chumrah. That's no good. We want cholok means the Torah took out to make it a cow, to make it easy. For the Gemara, so the Ema Yoledis, maybe a Yoledis. She has to bring a korban on her tumah. And what's the cholok? She's separate. To Maisi Ayla V'yared. She also has a chi of korban on a Yoledis. After she gives birth, if she can't afford a behemah, she could bring a knife, she could bring a mincha. So maybe here it's mechaper on a yeledis. So Amar Rav Oishiyam, lechol chai tosam, v'loy lechol tumasam. It means on something that's coming for a chet, and not something that's coming only for tumah. In other words, by yeledis, her korban is time to be matah, that after a tumah, teet kochim. But it's not so much for a chet that she did. The question is, that true? Well, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai,
the yom that his shita is your ledis na mechetas he. Or your ledis when shehal korban is for the chet that she did, and it says that anisha before she gives birth or while she's giving birth, she makes a shavua, she makes a promise she'll never live with the husband again. The pains are too big, and then later she has charota. She said the shavua, so she has to have a kapara. So the korban she's bringing is a kapara for a chet. So maybe here the sawyer is mechaper on the yoledis. The Gemara says no. Yemaikel ameima. The Gemara says pashut. Rabbi Shimon atayme. True. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He goes according to his own tam. We had before the yom that he says mimkoymai hu mukra. He says how do I know to say it's a korban? The korban is mechaper tumas mikdash kudoshav. Because the pasuk itself says. It says clearly, v'chiper al ha-kodesh mitumas. See, dashin's mitumas ha-kodesh. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not from the word mitumas, but it's clearly kodesh. So true, there would have been a svaru or yuledis, but if Shimon dashin's better, it's kodesh.
Yeah. Narmer says, "Ain lo mitzayra." Maybe the sawyer is mechaper on the tumas of a mitzayra. Well, because after his tumi, he has to bring a korban oil be a korban. On Rav Oishi again, lechol chatosam, for loy lechol tumasam. It has to be a kapara for a tuma, for a chet, and not for tuma. Like a mitzayra didn't do any chatoyim. A mitzayra is a mitzayra. His korban is only for tyra.
Oh, you may say that mitzayra
again. But the moral of Shimon ben Nachmeni, the Yom that he says Al Shiva Dvorim Negoyim Boyim, on seven different Averis Negoyim come. So the kids of a person comes a Mitzayra, he did a Chet. Says so maybe his carbon is called the carbon of a Kapara. So maybe in a case where he couldn't bring it yet, the Sawyer should be Mechaper. Mike Lemay, what can you say again? Hosom Negiya Diachpale. True, he did a chet, and that's why he had the punishment of the mitzaras, the actual mitzaras, while he's a mitzara, that's terrible pain. That's the kapara. But the korban, that's that after the tumah goes away, that he brings the korban, that's on lishteruye, the cow. That lets him come back into the cow. But this, the mitzara is shaluach, mechutz lagim machnas. He goes out of the machnas. After he brings the korban, he comes back into the cow. The actual kapara is the punishment of the mitzvah itself. And the korban is only l'shteruye b'kal. For the Gemara v'yema nozir. Maybe when a nozir brings his korban, maybe that's what the soyer is mechaper on. And v'yema nozir. So, to your nozir tamei, to cholek the maisi terum of b'nei yayna. A nozir that became tamei, after his tumah, he has to bring a special korban of a tyrant of Bnei Yaina. So he has a special korban. Maybe here the story is mechaper. Again, it's only mechaper on a chet and not just taking off your tumah. So nozer tumah has no real chet. It's only that it became tumah, so it's mitayir him. For the Gemara, no. Ulur Ablezer akaper diyoma nozer nami chaitu. He says Mechlala Nozir is a Chayta. And the Chori, it's a double fact. He became Tommy, it's also a Chet. He should have watched himself. But his Shita is, every Nozir is called a Chayta. He's being inspired himself. He's putting himself into pain. Even though it's for Swellis, it's something good to do, and he's supposed to do it. But still, you're putting yourself in pain. For that, you have to be in Korban Chattis. Nami Chayto, Maik Lameima. And tomorrow again, we'll have to say, according to Reb Lezer Kaper, that Savulak Rebbe Shimon. He yells like Rabbi Shimon. The yomim mimkoyim ayu mukra. True. How do I know this soyer nasa b'fnim is mechaper on tumas mikdash and not on tumas nazir? The answer is because it says hakodesh v'chiper al hakodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael. So it's mukra in the pasuk itself. Oh mama, what would you say? Rabbi Shimon shita is mimkoyim ayu mukra. I know it from its place itself. Harayuim, the pasuk says v'chiper al hakodesh mitumas. So mitumah shel kodesh. That's mechaper on the tumah of kodesh. If you run into the base of Migdish or you raid Bosa Kochim, that's what the soyu is mechaper. So Mora says, sharp to come Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, good. How could you argue on him? What is Rabbi Yehuda after dashing the word mitumah? I mean, I have a gansa shayla. Which tumah?
If Shimon is right, it says clearly in the Torah, the chippah ala kodesh. It says clearly the word kodesh. How could you argue on Rabbi Shimon? So it says Rabbi Yehuda, Omaloch, Hahumi boilai, ki echi diyovid, lefnai lefnim, hochi neved beichel. The same way you make this zrika sadam, lefnai lefnim, on this soyer and asa lefnim, the zrika of the dam, seven times was done, lefnai lefnim means upon the proiches, or right in front of the proiches apnim. He learns out the same way you also have to make a zrika on the heichel. On the Mizbeach and the Heichol, you also have to spritz seven times. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. So it says, V'chipar ala kodesh just means, V'chipar means, the Zrikas Adam should be a part of the Mizbeach HaKodesh. That's what the pasuk means. Rashi says, K'yech the Yobah L'fnei L'fnim, to the forest layel b'minyona achas l'malo v'zayin l'mato midam apar v'chein midam asoyer v'yosrei v'chipo ala kodesh l'suyei heichol sheyasa k'moichein ala proiches mibachutz. You have to do it outside also. For the Gemara of Saul, for Rabbi Shimon Ahu, how does he know this? Mivchein yasa nafka mivchein yasa mashma, this soyer is the same way as the par, just like by the par is brought both ways. So who are in the soyer? For Rabbi Yehuda, if to this pasuk, for me v'chein yasu, however, I would have thought to say, nicely par v'soyer achrini v'nevet. True, you have to bring a par, and it says v'chein yasu, maybe means on a new soyer, not on the first soyer l'ashem that's not l'pnim. Maybe that one has a zrika only in the pnim on the proiches. I hear it says v'chein yasu, it means with the par k'en gadol, bring another soyer. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon. That's why I have to say it now. In the Soyer Lashem, I have to say, V'chipar ala kodesh, to teach me that this Soyer itself has to have another Zrikas Dam in the Mizbeach Mizbeach from the kodesh. For the Marv Rabbi Shimon, V'chein yasu l'yoyol moyid minei mashma. It's mashma, the same carbon. The carbon we're talking about now, the Soyer Lashem, that carbon itself. Rashi says, minei mashma, therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, the word kodesh is extra. It comes to teach us it's only mechaper and tumas mikdash kodesh. Oh, mama, what did we just say? Yochai would have thought to say, "I'll call tumas shabak kodesh." Yei soyer is there mechaper. True, we established the fact that the soyer is only mechaper and tumas mikdash. But still, I would have thought to say, any case you have of tumas mikdash, this soyer is mechaper. Mashma, even in a case where you had a yediyah about chila and yediyah about soif, still the soyer hanasa b'fnim, the soyer l'ashem, is mechaper. For the more why? So my niyah, what would be the hazmina? Again, amama yachla kol tumas v'kodesh yisoyer is mechaper. Tam loyma mipevshaya l'chol chatosim. Now my niyah, what the hazmina? Yesh po yediyah about chila, v'yesh po yediyah about soif. That even in such a case, this soy should be mechaper. For the Gemara, why? Yesh po yediyah v'chiv yesh po yediyah v'soyf, hay ba korbanu. It had its own korban. Yechay the korban ayin lo v'yarit. So why do I need the korban of this soy to be mechaper? Like, tzrich, the case is like this. The yisiyad elei, somach l'shkiyah sachama of Erev Yom Kippur. That's right before Yom Kippur, the person now had his yediyah that, oyvei, I was tameh yesterday, and I went into the Beis HaMikdash yesterday. So when is the Zechi of Karbon El Aviyah come? Mamish, right before Yom Kippur. It's too late to bring it. So if so, he has to wait till after Yom Kippur. So if so, Salk with that, the Chemin, I would have thought to say, Adem Aisi, in between the next day or two, until he gets around to bring his Karbon El Aviyah, Nisli Lei, maybe the Karbon Sawyer could be Taylor, could pro-